Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
And to that story that two men in their 30s have been arrested in connection with a double shooting in North Dublin this afternoon. While it appears this shooting is unrelated to the horrific murder of 17-year-old Keane Mulready Woods earlier this week, the escalation of violence on the streets is of huge concern now to the public. Minister for Justice Charlie Flanagan joins me. Minister, good evening.
Evening, Mary.
And I'm sure if you're listening to the same news programmes that I've been listening to all week, you will have heard people now talking about lawlessness, about criminals with no fear of an Garda Síochána, with no fear of the justice system. What are you going to do about that?
I accept that this is a very serious challenge, and it's one in which the government is meeting head-on and will continue to do so until those responsible are put out of business and behind bars.
You went to Drogheda today. You said you went there to offer reassurance. You met senior Gardaí. What did you come away knowing that you didn't know before you went there?
Well, acknowledging obviously the very serious and tense situation in Drogheda. Both the Taoiseach and I felt that it was important that we would hear firsthand from An Garda Síochána and their experience, their task at hand, whether the state can do more to actually assist the Garda Síochána in this issue. In fact, it was my third visit to Drogheda over the past few months. And to reassure the public that the concerns that we're hearing from Drogheda and indeed North Dublin, other parts of the country, are being taken very seriously by government at the highest level.
What is the more that you can do?
Well, I believe it's important that we continue to resource An Garda Síochána. We've been doing that in recent times to record effect. More Gardaí on the streets, availability and visibility, in ensuring that the Gardaí have the modern technological equipment that's necessary to ensure that we can fight crime. Remember, Mary, we're coming from a low base here where during the course of the acute financial recession, Templemore Garda College was closed. That's now finished and done with in terms of previous government's responsibility. We now have hundreds of Gardaí coming out on the streets assisting communities in breaking the cycle of crime, bringing those responsible to justice. Since Leo Varadkar became Taoiseach, over 2,000 new Gardaí have come on stream. That will continue right into next year. The aim and ambition being by 2021, the year after next, we will have a Garda service of 21,000 members, including civilians.
And we heard, and just talking about even North County Dublin and the Coolock area, six murders in 7 months. My colleague Philip Boucher-Hayes is out in Coolock today. And did you promise a Garda station there and 30 additional Gardaí?
No, not a Garda station, although I do know that consideration has been given to an extra Garda station in the region. New Gardaí have come on stream.
Five.
In Coolock. In fact, over the last year, a considerable number of new Gardaí have been assigned to the Coolock and adjoining area. That's what we're seeing. But we want to ensure that we have, you know, that we now broaden that conversation. I was listening indeed to Johnny Connolly earlier, that we broaden the conversation that as a society, you know, we need to recognise that the recreational use of drugs and the scourge that we now see on our streets is actually fueling organised crime. I don't believe that we can refer to people using cocaine as a recreation without forging an established link between that use of cocaine and what we're seeing on the streets of Drogheda.
Well, staying with Coolock, because it is in the eye of the storm at the moment, and again, Philip was told they were promised 30 new Gardaí. They've got five. That's not good enough, Minister.
No. There has been an increase of over 12% of Gardaí in that region.
How many men and women actually are on the streets and in the community in Coolock?
In Coolock itself, there has been an increase of the workforce there. And again, I visited Coolock myself before Christmas. Numbers are up from 100 Gardaí in December 15, right up to 119, just under 120 Gardaí at the end of December. That was just before Christmas. And that too is increasing. And also there are extra patrols, there are extra vehicles, and we have the support of the armed support unit, not only in Coolock, but also in the Drogheda area, and increased right across our regions of, you know, armed Gardaí on patrol, assisting a community Gardaí in order to ensure that every effort can be made to stop this cycle of crime and violence that's been perpetrated, Mary, by a very small number of vicious people. Less than 100 people in Drogheda, the largest town
in
the country.
A small number, but terrorising communities now. And you said you listened to Johnny Connolly earlier.
Yeah.
You may have heard Anna Quigley, community worker on our programme yesterday as well, from the Dublin Northeast Inner City.
Yes.
And she made this point about drugs now being another economy in these areas, a legitimate opportunity for young men who have little opportunity in life. Don't you need to provide, you and other departments need to provide more resources, more supports for good community organisations to be able to provide what somebody else called grassroots businesses?
That, Mary, is the key. As Minister for Justice, I'm responsible for criminal justice. We are now providing record numbers, €1.8 billion, record money for An Garda Síochána, for the Garda Commissioner to allow him operate as he thinks fit. But you're right, and I agree. We can do more in terms of other departments and other agencies. And that's why we had the Commission on the Future of Policing in Ireland, which reported in December 18 to me, and which both myself and the Taoiseach are ensuring that the implementation of in excess of 150 recommendations, many of them radical, are now being implemented. And that involves more than just a criminal justice response. It involves joined up action of a type that we haven't seen before, involving obviously my own Department of Justice and the Garda Síochána, but also the Department of Health, the Department of Education, and the Department of Housing. Agencies sitting round the table, like we have done to good effect.
That's the thing, Minister. The blueprint is there. You've had Limerick, you've had the Dublin Northeast Inner City. This isn't new. And community workers, if there was one thing that I've taken away from the various interviews this week with them, they say, you know, we get money, we get a grant which keeps us going for 6 months or it keeps us going for 8 months. We can't plan because we're never given any continuity of financing.
No,
we never know from six-month period to six-month period what we're going to have to spend.
No, it is new. Insofar as we now have the report of Kieran Mulvey on the North Inner City Group. And as the Taoiseach said today, this will now be replicated in other locations across the state over the next number of years. We have Johnny Connolly's expertise, as you were speaking about earlier to him. He was a member of the Commission on the Future of Policing. And we have other innovative projects, like, for example, the Greentown project from the University of Limerick, dealing with, you know, intervention at a very early
stage.
They
need ongoing
finance.
Dissuading
young people from the type of bling that we see many youngsters becoming involved in, where they think mistakenly that a life of crime and a life of living off the proceeds of crime is in some way attractive. And it's not. And we need to dissuade them at an early level through the Department of Education and through the type of social networks that we're now seeing coming on stream.
And there's a long list of demands, but I think the big demand they want is some commitment on resources, that they don't have to go back, you know, every 6 months or every year trying to make a case for yet further resources. If they knew they had money coming in, they could plan for diversion projects for young people in their communities.
I think that's a fair point. And that's why we are looking at this for the first time now across a number of departments. You know, I am in a position as Minister for Justice to acknowledge the importance of the Garda resources and to move from, you know, €1.7 billion last year to an increased amount of €1.8 billion this year. I'll do that on the criminal justice side with An Garda Síochána, and we will see a situation where there is no hiding place for these ruthless criminals, that they will be brought to justice, and that we will have a robust body of legislation from the criminal justice point of view. But I'm also talking to other colleagues, as is the Commission of Future Policing, other departments like Health, like Welfare, like TUSLA, like the HSE, and like many of the really important and influential community groups, for example, the North East City Project Group. And if we can give them assurances that funding will be multi-annual.
Can you? You're in an election campaign. Is that a commitment you can give in an election campaign, that if Fine Gael is back in power, if you are back as minister, that funding will be committed to?
Well, what I can give a clear commitment on, Mary, is that the 157 radical recommendations of the Commission of Future Policing Ireland will be implemented progressively over a period of 4 years. And already some of these have also been implemented, because we have a specific implementation group chaired by officials at a senior level in the Department of an Taoiseach, pulling together all the strands from the various departments, including my own Department of Justice.
Minister for Justice, Charlie Flanagan, thank you for your time on the programme this evening.